So who do we trust, huh?
Like always, me and thee.
Okay, first order of business. What is this podcast called?
This is... I Drank What?
There's a Smallville fic with that title.
Oh my god.
That what, sounds what does horrifying.
The, what does they drink?
Lex gets poisoned. Okay. And then eventually gets better.
Okay. And then do they do the Jew?
Oh, of course.
Is it botulism?
No.
This should be botulism. Someone needs to write that fic. I mean, of other... Now every fandom needs a botulism fic.
Yes. This is me and thee and thirsty.
All right, I think that's the name. So, we were recently in Chicago, and we stopped by Mitsuha and IKEA. And at Mitsuha, I picked up some, Sparkling Jelly Sake Selections. The brand is Ozeki. And it's three flavors. Berry mix, which is described as very fruity and mildly sweet with three berry flavors. Blueberry, cranberry, and strawberry. Yuzu, a perfectly sparkling blend of citrus fruit, yuzu, and sake. A taste of Japan. And peach, mellow sweet peach flavor with superb refreshing acidity. Which would you guys like to start with?
Oh, so we're doing all the sakis before the IKEA beverages?
Well, you can announce the IKEA
Sure,
ones.
So at IKEA, we picked up two oat smoothies. I hear that oat milk is the new hot thing. So the first one is, I guess they're both called Munsbit. But the first one is blackcurrant, bilberry, and acerola flavored. I don't know what those second two things are.
Just
and
just
I
smile and nod.
Definitely read it as areola first. And the other one is apple, pear, and ginger, which I know what all of those things are. So Yay. That's promising.
All right.
So what are we starting with?
I mean, just to make things simple, we could do these in order of packaging.
Okay.
So this one's the berry one.
All right. I can pour.
Okay.
It's got braille on top. That's nice.
Hmm.
That is nice. Is that braille?
It
yeah. Or, well, it says the same thing on both of these.
But it might be Japanese braille for sake.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Are we supposed to shake them, maybe? Let me see if it says anything about shaking.
Serve chilled and shake well more than 20 times before serving.
What?
Well, I've already screwed this up.
You know, we can't shake it with an open can. Let's just try it as best as we can.
Yeah, if you stir
it. You can stir it with, like, a chopstick.
In the meantime, start shaking.
Okay. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
I will stir the first one.
This is a beautiful experience.
Callie's following you into the kitchen.
Callie, you've already eaten.
I am going to warn you guys that this is going to be lightly to almost zeroly edited.
That's okay. I wasn't actually going to ask you to put effort into editing this.
No. All right,
I forget to shake most products that requiring shaking.
Oh, always whipped cream. I always remember the whipped cream.
Most things that we drink with a can that are carbonated, you're really not supposed to shake.
No,
so
it's true.
It wouldn't have occurred to us. Okay, all right. I think I've stirred this up so that I can actually pour it. Maybe.
There's some jelly came out.
Blah.
Lovely. Beautiful.
It's not done. I'm.
It's like
we might have to spoon a little to even them up.
I mean, I'm not too worried about that.
Oh no, I guess they're pretty even.
So gooey.
maybe these will be less gooey.
This first one has less, I think, than the other.
I mean, these
so.
Were shaking our hearts out.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I love to dance in that. Anyway, that'll be next time. That'll be our regular podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Wait, which flavor is this? This is the...
Very berry.
The very berry. Okay.
L'chaim.
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 I mean, you really do have to chew it, otherwise you get the sensation of a glob of jelly just sliding down your throat.
It's a Jello shot, basically.
Yeah.
I can think of it as a Jello shot.
What I like about it is it doesn't taste alcohol-y. Like, at all.
No.
This is like my
many Jello shots.
It's true. That's the joy of them.
Okay. I've had Jello shots, and I've had Jello shots in college. They were a little more heavy on the alcohol than a proper Jello shot should probably be.
That's fair. And I went through a phase a couple years ago where I tried to make different fancy Jello shots, and sometimes I did put a lot of the vodka in them.
Mm. When I had Jello shots in college, I tried to do them in the inside of a fruit rind. Mm. And so it worked really well for the oranges. Not so much for the bananas, which did not have the structural integrity to stay straight, and then there was just Jello all over my former roommate's fridge.
Okay.
Dan and I once made Jello shots inside a carved-out strawberry, which, great if you had some holder for the strawberries. We didn't, so we were, like, trying to balance them against each other before put them in the fridge. Didn't work very well.
So, yuzu?
Mm-hmm. Okay, my verdict for this one was delicious, would absolutely drink again.
Yes. This was really good. I like the berry flavor. It tastes like some sort of berry flavored Jello.
I liked Jello it. Shot. I wasn't in love with it. I'm waiting to see if one of the other ones knocks my socks off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Monica's going to do the pouring for this one.
Well, it's coming out a little easier.
Well, at first.
You just gotta squeeze the can. That's what I found. You just gotta glob it.
I mean, they are smaller globs.
Do I not get any? I'm pouring some Rachel's in mine.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, I have a lot. I do not want that much.
I thought there was a lot more. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try this one.
All right. Okay. Well, hi.
Well, hi.
Hmm. A subtler flavor.
Definitely.
Yuzu is not a flavor I'm used to.
It is citrusy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still quite enjoy it.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Didn't knock my socks off, but it's good.
Hmm. I think I like the first one better. But this...
I feel like... Okay, it's just as sweet as the berry one, but because it doesn't have as strong of a flavor, it feels slightly less sweet. It's still sweet enough. It's still perfect. And as I say, it is technically still just as sweet. But there's a feeling that it's a little less sweet.
I feel like it has more of a kick. I feel like I can taste the alcohol in this one when I couldn't with the old one.
Well, this is 23 grams of sugar. The other one had 13.7 grams of sugar. So this one's actually much sweeter.
They probably have to because these use less naturally sweet.
That would make sense.
All right.
I'm not done yet. This is the second.
Here, you can do the honor for the third, since I did a poor job.
Unless Rachel wants to.
No.
Okay, I will be the designated pourer.
Yeah, I really like that one, too. I can't decide if I like which of the two I like better, actually.
Oh, we've got a third candidate. This was the peach one. I do like peach things.
So ooh, I'm excited for this one.
Oh, it's bubbling. Well, this is coming out easier of the three.
Yeah.
I shake awesome.
You do. So here's yours, here's mine. Thank you. Well, hi. Ooh. I like peach a lot.
I agree.
Yeah. It definitely tastes like peach.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I think it might be my least favorite of the three. I still like it, though.
I'm with you.
I think it's my second. I think the yuzu was my third. The berry was the best, definitely, though.
I still can't decide between the berry and the yuzu.
I think I might have liked the yuzu best.
Hmm. So this is something that next time we're at Mitsuha, I'm definitely going to pick up more, and this will be my drink of choice. I think.
Nice. I don't know if you can get... Hopefully you can get just one of the flavors if you don't like...
Oh, I'd be happy to get all three. Like, as I say, the peach was my least favorite, but mm-hmm. I could drink it down fine. I mean, okay. I much prefer it to many other drinks.
That's fair. So now we've finished the alcoholic things. These next two things are not alcoholic.
They require shaking?
I mean, I think so, certainly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a smoothie. It says, shake me.
Shake it up, baby.
And
shake
I always do what drinks tell me. That's how I wound up shrinking in Wonder Man.
Twist and shout.
Wonder Man. Shrinking in Wonder Man is a very different thing from shrinking in Wonderland. I don't know what Simon is doing to me. And I hope he's not giving me weird drinks. Simon.
Wait, are you Beast cosplaying right now?
I maybe. You know what? I'm sure Simon likes to ply Beast with strange liquors. So oh, he'll kiss him
and
again.
You know what? Beast is happy to be plied, I'm sure.
This has become the one and only Beast and Simon shipping podcast. Although, let's be fair, lots of people ship it.
It's true. It's in one universe, it's canon.
Oh. I mean, it's basically canon in 616.
Now we each
that one's
have...
mine.
What else?
Yes.
Okay.
This is yours.
Thank you.
Now we each have a glass of the blackcurrant, bilberry, and acerola. Oh.
It's interesting.
It's bitter.
I don't think it's bitter, but it's definitely...
It's much less sweet than the sake is the thing.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I feel like oat milk just doesn't do it for me.
I mean...
I think it is a very...
I don't think you can necessarily blame it on oat milk.
Well, we'll find out when we try the other one.
Yeah, when there are other flavors that you don't even recognize in it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think... I feel like it's very strongly flavored with the... I'm going to assume they're all berries.
The first two ingredients in this are apple puree, water, and apple juice from concentrate. So that's three. I can count.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an apple juice base. Not like the oat milk is pretty far
well,
down.
Well, I don't think... they're not advertising oat milk for this. It's oat. There's oat bran in it. There and I think oat is a thickening agent in this less than a flavor agent.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But if there's also apple puree, that's a... thickener too. I mean, it's puree, not juice.
Yeah, but an oat base, I think, would be a smooth thickness, where apple puree is usually sort of a lumpy thickness. So
that's
wouldn't
true.
Necessarily call this an oat milk product. I'd call it they call it an oat smoothie, and I think...
That's fair. I'm gonna rinse my glass because it does leave a lot of residue. Unlike the sakis. I don't care.
I mean, if one were going for a pure experience, we wouldn't even be drinking these down. We would have nice spit buckets, like wine.
Spit buckets.
Or we would have a sorbet to cleanse the palate.
Oh, yeah, well, like,
Or a sherbet.
Can you imagine?
Or like a plain cracker. Those are also common.
I'd rate older Starsky and Hutch going to wineries along the California coast.
Oh, yes.
And Hutch being like, you have to use the spit bucket, and Starsky just getting drunker and drunker.
Well, you know what? We did that. My study abroad group, we went to a vineyard, and they did offer a spit bucket, but we all just started drinking. We didn't have to drive. We hired a driver for that.
For someone who doesn't drink wine as a rule, I've been to so many wineries.
I've never been to a winery, and I'm okay with that, because I don't really drink wine either. But no one's ever dragged me to a winery, so I feel a little left out here.
Yeah, my parents were like, we're in California, we should visit some wineries. And then my older sister, every time I visit her, she's like, we're going to some wineries. And honestly, it's a pleasant experience. Especially if it's in a scenic location, which a lot are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm predicting that I'm going to like this one the least of all the drinks.
I have higher hopes for this than the last one.
See, the thing is, I'm not a big ginger person. Like, I like ginger in cooking, but I don't like ginger as an experience itself.
Ooh, I quite like ginger. Swirl in there because I left.
Nice. All right, so this is the apple, pear, and ginger.
L'chaim.
I wonder if my burps are being picked up.
Oh, they certainly are.
I like it better than the last one.
Same.
I think I like the other one better.
It's very ginger. Mm-hmm. The ginger comes through more than anything else, but I like ginger ale.
Yes, I like the way the ginger comes through in here. I honestly was worried because ginger is such a strong flavor, but I feel they balance it well with the pear and the apple.
I mean, the apple and the pear kind of blend together for me. I can't pick them out, but they're a nice smoothing out of the ginger.
If I think of it as a ginger ale type thing, it's a lot better. If I think of it as a ginger thing, mm-hmm. I like it less.
That's fair.
I find this to be refreshing.
It is.
And I like that about it.
Yeah. No, this one was pretty good. This Munsbit.
Thank you, IKEA.
Yes. Produced in Sweden. May contain wheat. So this is not gluten-free. Once opened, store refrigerated, and consumed within 2 days. Well, we have consumed it in its totality.
The chocolate I got when I gave the dark chocolate bar to my dad, he noted right away that it was made in Poland. And so then later when he'd eaten it, instead of saying, like, thank you for the IKEA chocolate bar, he was like, thank you for the Polish chocolate bar.
You know what? I'm proud that my people were able to contribute something. Mm-hmm. And your mom's people.
That's true.
That last sip was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
You know what? For things that we went into having no idea that could have been terrible, I feel like this has been a generally positive taste testing experience.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely going to get more of that sake.
Next time we go to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Are we doing anything with this podcast?
What?
Like, are we sharing this?
Are we taking
people?
It on tour in Chicago?
No, I'm just like, oh, what are you showing me to share?
We should set up a Patreon for the 7 people who listen to us, and this will be the bonus content. Terrible, ridiculous bonus content that no one wants.
Like, are we... Oh, is that the genuine question? Are we releasing this as bonus content?
Oh, are we just sharing this between the 3 of us, or are we...
I'm happy to post
publicly
it.
...publicly posting it?
I don't think anyone will listen, but if you are,
I could
thank
post it
you.
On my Dreamwith and my Tumblr, but, like, where would you post it if we put this online?
I mean, I think we could put it to the site.
We did talk about Starsky and Hutch
we
going
did.
To vineyards.
That's true.
It is tangentially related, and we did call it,
How would Starsky and Hutch interact in IKEA?
Ooh.
Would Hutch be constantly correcting Starsky's pronunciation of various Nordic words?
I feel like it depends on how much of an ass he wants to be to Starsky.
It's Hutch. His, like, face level is pretty high.
Sometimes he's not. Sometimes, very occasionally.
Are they furnishing the house that they bought together?
Yes.
Ooh, okay, yeah, yes, then he would be, okay, he would be an absolute ass about it.
Starsky and Hutch literal curtain fic would involve a lot of fighting about the curtains.
It's true, because Starsky canonically has drawn on his curtains. He's got some blinds and he's, like, sketched a face on them or something, which is honestly a little creepy.
Yeah.
Don't sketch a face on your blinds.
Hutch goes to close them and whoop.
IKEA does sell plants.
That's true. And in fact, I get their online catalog, like email, and they've been pushing a lot of their like greenhouse products. And I sometimes think of Hutch as I'm browsing their little online newsletter.
I mean, Nordic like houseplants is basically Hutch's aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. He would spend so much time there. Starsky would get really... really annoyed and really, really bored just by how long Hutch would be hanging out by the plants until when they got to the end and they got to the grocery and then Starsky was the one who was spending too much time there.
Well, Starsky probably only went because Hutch promised him that this was a furniture store with food.
Starsky would love the Swedish meatballs, I'm sure.
He would be super into that and all of the, like, delicious cakes, which we could also, I mean, if we want to add to it, well, it would have to be a separate thing because they have to defrost.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten about
those. But we could eat the princess cakes. But I was just going to say, I think Starsky would be more likely to do the 500 Days of Summer thing of wanting to, like, role-play playing house in the little mini fake apartments that are inside IKEA.
Maybe they're not even a couple yet, but they go to an IKEA and they're role-playing house in the little house setups.
Oh, my God.
And Hutch is just drooling over those floor-to-ceiling bookcases, and Starsky... Well, I don't know what Starsky would be really drawn to there.
Starsky wants one of those lamps that looks like the Death Star.
Yeah, probably. And they both get candles, because, you know, men in the 70s liked candles, I guess.
Oh, this is so cute!
Everyone in the 70s liked candles.
Yeah, let's be honest.
And then everything went on fire.
And I imagine they'd swing by the toy section to pick up something for Rosie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was like, shoot, there are two Rosies in the show. It literally just occurred to me that there are two Rosies in the show. I meant Rosie Dobie.
Yes. Or for the girl from, whatchamacallit?
Pete?
Well, yes, Pete too. Pete would definitely want one of those stuffed sharks.
But the girl from Nightmare?
Girl from Nightmare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
They would just come out with a bundle of toys. They would be the two cop young Santa... Santa Clauses.
Callie, do you want to try? Are you like, no, you're not a ginger cat? Are you not a ginger cat?
Well, thank you for joining us on this culinary adventure.
Yes, thank you for listening to this. If anyone other than the three of us ever hears it.
Oh, I have faith. I know you're out there. This is our biggest hit yet.
My dad would probably be amused by this podcast. He'd be like, you girls are silly.
Well, thank you. Until next time.
Sure.